Chapter 10. Dr. Armstrong disappears. Blore sat on the side of his bed. His eyes were small and red in his large face. He was like a wild animal. 6 out of 10, he thought. They carried Mr. Justice Wargrave up to his room and placed him on the bed.
What do we do now?
Blore said. Have something to eat, Lombard said. We have to eat. They went to the kitchen and opened a tin of meat.
Only 4 of us now, Blore said. Who'll be next?
That was very clever, Lombard said, putting the seaweed in Miss Claythorne's room. While we were running to her room, the murderer was killing the judge. We didn't hear anything because Vera was screaming, and there was the wind. But that isn't going to work next time. You'll have to do something different.
4 of us, Armstrong said. And we don't know which.
I know, said Blore.
I'm sure too, said Vera.
I do know, really,
Armstrong said slowly.
I think I have a very good idea, said Lombard.
They decided to go up to bed and moved slowly to the door.
Where is that gun?
Blore asked. Upstairs, each person stood outside their room. Then each one stepped inside at the same time, locking the door carefully. Philip Lombard opened the door of his bedroom cupboard. He stood there, looking at the gun that was inside it. Vera lay in her bed. She didn't want to put out her candle. She was afraid of the dark. Then she thought suddenly,
"Of course, I can stay in this room. Food doesn't matter. I can stay here safely for a day or two, or until help comes."